Paul, as you get back home to begin the homestand, if you can just kind of run through the injury list for us.
Jake Trouba is possible for the game tonight. Lowry and Shifley, we expect full contact on Saturday practice. And then we'll make a decision on where they're at, how they're feeling for the next night. Mason coming along well. Hutchison was diagnosed with a concussion. Hendricks is out 6 to 8 weeks, lower body. Kulikov, we're waiting for some inflammation to dissipate before we can get a good read on what we're dealing with. A few more days before I have an answer for you. Enstrom's real close. The coach is being stubborn on that one. Stastny's in the game tonight.
What goes into the decision, or how do you look at leading into game time tonight, whether Jake plays or not?
Well, if my car doesn't blow up when I start it, I'll take that as a positive. He's very interested in playing tonight. He's all signed off on by everybody. It was an ankle sprain, so he's done the, they call it tweaks that you go through when you come back. He's had those. He's survived them. His agent's on board. Everybody wants to see Jake play tonight. I'm a little bit sensitive, a little bit like I've had a bit of a sunburn here. I'm a little careful about walking out into the sunlight again. So, but there's no reason why he wouldn't play. I just wanted him to get through the morning skate and see how he is, but I'll make that decision at game time tonight.
Paul, regarding Kulikov, just with your from your experience, when there's too much inflammation to get a result one way or the other, what does that usually mean for you?
No, it doesn't. It's sometimes the pictures that you want to look at look differently 2 days later. That's all. And it might be, hey, this is a good thing, and away we go, and it may not.
Be careful the way I word this, but when you have that many guys out of your lineup and key guys out of your lineup, do you ask them to change the way they play, maybe, or change the way they approach those games?
Well, the change is inevitable by the players out of the lineup. What we do is make them aware of the fact that if the game looks differently, that's completely normal, and we may be right. So we spend a certain amount of time in the other team's zone. We have a certain amount of time we're used to seeing teams play in our end. If you look at the analytics, we're real good at both. We spend a lot of time in one place and not a whole lot of time in our end of the ice. And then if you look at those numbers, when the injuries comes in, that all changes, right? We're not quite as much in their end. They're spending more time, shot attempts, all the things that you can measure a game at. So the game looks a little bit different. If the effort level is the same and you like a certain amount of execution, but you have to temper what you think, you know, Mark Scheifele passes the puck really, really well. So we're not going to look quite the same without Mark. But the effort level, the theme and style of how we want to play, that needs to be there. And I'm really happy with the effort level. The compete on our team on this trip for me was really good. So it's going to look different, but it doesn't mean, and that doesn't mean you're failing in what you're supposed to do.
How many of these guys, I mean, besides the ones that are out for weeks, would likely be in the lineup had the playoffs started tomorrow or something?
Today, that question asked today. One or two, but we would still be holding them out. I don't really know the answer to that, to be honest with you. 2 or 3 days ago, none of them, right? But they're all banging close now.
Previous years, the years that didn't result in a trip to the playoffs, you know, it comes out that 4 or 5, as many as 6 guys have really bad injuries. I mean, from broken bones to, and have been playing for them for some time. So, with that in mind, how do you have to talk to these guys about how they approach their own bodies or their own, or maybe the way the team deals with injuries, knowing that playoffs are inevitable pretty much at this point and that you want to be healthy then, and these games, although they matter, aren't important as what the future holds?
Well, 92 points isn't getting you in the playoffs, so we won't talk to them about anything other than doing that. The big theme for us is handling the day that we have in front of us, not tomorrow, not the last game, kind of just deal with your day, so we wouldn't have it. We get to a point later in the season where we think we're in a really good position for that, then I'll make decision on any, is there any injuries here that we can make better by 2 or 3 days off? I'm not pulling 10 guys out of our lineup to rest them. It'd be all injury-based. Is there something minor? the list that every team has right now, if you got four or five on your list, you're pretty happy. Everybody's got 10 or 12. And you're right. There's lots of guys that play with injuries, and there's on every team that we don't tell you. And that's why we don't do upper body, lower. That's as much as you get, because guys play hurt in this game. They're in pain is a better way. They may not be injured, or they're in some pain with what they're doing, and that's why we keep it so quiet.
With Stasny back in, have you made a decision who comes out?
Yes, I have. But I have an extra forward for warm-up because of potential guys coming out, so I'm not telling him that he's out when he's going to be in 6 hours from now.
It wasn't long ago you suggested that Lowry would come back first week of March and then Trouba after that.
Yeah.
How bad a setback has Adam?
There's been no setback for him. It's the healing curve. It's just not. We haven't been able to get to the battling that we want. There was no other incident. It just, and that's why we're always so vague. So I don't have to answer that question, right? There's a window here, and if the guy does everything right and he's outside the far end of that window, he's not soft, and he's got good character. You know, all the questions: does he want to be back in the lineup? Lyles wants to be back. We don't want to deal with any of these injuries again. We want them done with, and we can move on.
Hutchinson's injury came on the shot?
We believe so, right? So he registers the shot. There's a bump to the net. Then he starts not feeling great. The second goal, he would normally have that. The third one, when you're looking at it, he's not tracking right across the ice. So at that point, he knows he's not feeling great. I can't prove that it's one or the other, but I'm thinking it's the shot.
Your fourth concussion to a goalie this year. How do you explain that?
I can't. And I've seen goaltenders over the course of the year get hit in the head way more than our guys do. Maybe we do have a bunch of pretty good shooters on our team. Our goalies are too nice. Tom Barrasso. It's pretty simple. If it was coming up over here in practice, you were getting one right back. And he could shoot it better than most of the guys I had on my team, so that there was most of his saves were right down about here. Maybe our goalies are too nice.
Speaking of goalies, then, Eric Comrie is going to have to play a fairly important role here with the other two, Mason and Hutchinson out. How do you see that shaking out for him?
Yeah, he's going to play games. I don't know which ones yet for sure. I had a schedule, and, you know, fairly detailed in my mind with Mason and then Hutchinson, but I want to make sure we pick the right game. Sewer. Connor came into that Nashville game and was so good. He feels strong. He feels right. We're going to let him kind of play until I think he feels that the next one would be a good one for him to come out. I'd like three for sure by the end of the year, but we'll see. That's more than I do. That's like kind of a gift, right, because I never would tell anybody that. I don't know why, when it's coming out of my mouth, why I'm telling you that now, but three, that is the number I'm looking at.